91X News.
It's 26 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. A 7-year-old girl has died from injuries suffered in a crash near Coburg. Caitlin Bates was a passenger in a vehicle that collided with another vehicle on Dale Road in Hamilton Township, about 1 kilometer west of Burnham Road yesterday morning. The child, who was from Coburg, was airlifted to Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children, where she died of her injuries. Police are continuing the investigation into the crash. And a Belleville man is in hospital with life-threatening injuries after a motorcycle crash yesterday. Belleville police responded to the intersection of Prince of Wales Drive and Elvin Gardens just before 3. A 1999 Yamaha motorcycle failed to negotiate the intersection and struck a tree. The 50-year-old driver was transported to Belleville General and then transferred to Kingston General with serious life-threatening injuries. The investigation is continuing and any witnesses are asked to call the police. Authorities now say it was a 44-year-old Brampton man who was killed after his tractor-trailer smashed into a grocery store in a fiery crash in Michigan. The Wayne County Medical Examiner's Office says Thalen Visenemy died from multiple injuries after his truck plowed into the Kroger store in Harper Woods on Saturday night. Earlier reports said the victim was from Trenton. Mounties are pleading with the public for any information about the fatal shooting of a 5-year-old boy on Alberta's Samson Cree First Nation. It happened early yesterday morning at a home on the reserve south of Edmonton when a shot was fired from outside the home where the boy was sleeping. Sergeant Tim Tamugachi says police need help to solve this one.
We're working with the community and the chief and council to find those people responsible for the shooting. We need the public's assistance and encourage people to come forward with information involving this very, very tragic incident.
The boy was the grandson of Samson Cree Chief Marvin Yellowbird. A Pontypool man has been charged after he exposed himself to 3 youths at the Tweed Fairgrounds over the weekend. Central Hastings OPP were called to the fairgrounds at 5 p.m. on Saturday. 66-year-old William Marshall was charged and will appear in Belleville Court next month. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says the killing of his brother reflects the suffering of all Afghan people. Carmen Gentile has more.
Officials in southern Afghanistan say the half-brother of Afghan President Hamid Karzai was killed in his home. A spokesman for Kandahar province says Ahmed Wali Karzai was killed by a bodyguard during a family gathering. President Karzai said every family in Afghanistan has suffered from the loss of a loved one as he has today. The president's half-brother was a controversial figure, considered one of the most powerful men in Afghanistan, with alleged ties to the country's opium trade. Wali Karzai repeatedly denied the allegations. Carmen Gentile, ABC News, Kabul.
After the proceedings were delayed today, Stanley Tippett is expected to go before a dangerous offender hearing today in Peterborough. He was convicted of kidnapping and sexually assaulting a 12-year-old girl in 2009. If the judge decides Tippett is a dangerous offender, he could be jailed indefinitely. The hearing was supposed to start yesterday but was delayed because of a scheduling mix-up with a Polish translator. A newlywed couple from England is missing and police are searching for them in BC's northern backcountry. Ben and Caroline Davies arrived in the province in early June and borrowed a pickup truck to explore the wilderness and go camping. RCMP Sergeant Rob Vermeulen says their family last heard from them on June 22nd and they never showed up in Vancouver for their July 4th flight home.
The family wasn't overly concerned because it seemed to be in the nature that if they're having a good time and they may extend their stay. So they weren't too concerned, but then when they hadn't heard from them still by July the 10th, they reported them as missing to police, and obviously there's some concerns just because of the length of time.
The Davies were driving a black Mazda pickup truck with a distinct large white canopy. There has been another incident at a ballpark because of a fan trying to reach for a souvenir ball, but reporter Cherry Preston says this fan got lucky.
On the same day as the funeral for a man who fell to his death from the stands at a Texas Rangers game, there was a close call at the Home Run Derby in Phoenix.
That one's toward the pool, fellas. Look out.
Keith Carmichael already had several home run balls, but he wanted that one bad. So he climbed out on a small table in front of his seat, then dove for a ball that had been hit hard to right field. He started to tumble over the railing and says he remembers thinking, I've lived a good life. Was it over, though? Carmichael's friends caught him. He dangled there by one hand, then his feet, before he was pulled to safety. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Trenton High School will be looking for your online votes today in hope of some help for a new running track. Trenton is facing Wallaceburg in a head-to-head vote for TSN's Craft Celebration Tour. The winner will receive $25,000 in upgrades and a live TSN broadcast in their town. Voting has just begun and runs for 24 hours. A U.S. Marines YouTube pitch to get a date with a Hollywood star seems to have worked. Sagar Magani has this very interesting story.
It was a short and sweet online pitch to Mila Kunis. Hey Mila, it's Sergeant Moore, but you can call me Scott. Moore, in full uniform from a base in Afghanistan, asked Kunis if she'd go to the Marine Corps ball in North Carolina with him in November. finishing the 20-second clip with, "Take a second, think about it, and get back to me." Kunis appeared surprised when asked about it during a Fox News interview, and after her Friends with Benefits co-star Justin Timberlake egged her on, Kunis looked into the camera and said she would go. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
That's 91X News to 12:06. Sports is next.
Camping enthusiasts rejoice. Summer is here. Time to book your peaceful, private, and affordable campsite at Depot Lakes Conservation Area and Campground. This beautiful, scenic 3,000-acre park features excellent fishing, hiking, swimming, biking, paddling, wildlife viewing, and can easily be booked online. Located in the Land O'Lakes region just north of Verona, Depot Lakes is the perfect summer vacation destination. For more information, call 968-3434 or visit quintyconservation.ca.
Philadelphia's Roy Halladay will throw the first pitch in tonight's MLB All-Star Game. The American League will go with Jared Weaver of the LA Angels. Halladay started the 2009 Midsummer Classic for Toronto and will be the fourth pitcher to start for both leagues. Major League home run leader Jose Bautista of the Blue Jays bats cleanup. And it was Red Sox versus Yankees in the home run derby final at Chase Park last night in Phoenix. Yankee second baseman Robinson Cano set a finals record by crushing 12 home runs right after Boston first baseman Adrian Gonzalez swatted 11. Jose Bautista of the Blue Jays was eliminated in the first round after swatting just 4. Jury selection continues in former pitcher Roger Clemens' pre-jury trial. Shedley Adler has the details.
The attorney for Roger Clemens indicates the former pitcher may not testify in his trial on charges of lying to Congress. Rusty Hardin pressed potential jurors not to hold Clemens' silence against him. The man known as the Rocket is charged with 6 felonies for telling Congress under oath that he never used performance-enhancing drugs. He continues to stand by that denial, but prosecutors say they can prove he's lying. Shelley Adler, Washington.
France has ruled out a bid for the 2020 Olympics following Annecy's humiliating defeat for the 2018 Winter Games. Annecy received only 7 votes in last week's IOC vote in Durban, South Africa. The South Korean city of Pyeongchang won the first round with 63 votes. France is expected to consider a bid for Paris for the 2024 Summer Games. The Minnesota Wild have introduced wingers Danny Heatley and Devin Setoguchi to the media. The pair were acquired in separate deals with the San Jose Sharks. Heatley explains what the team expects from him.
As a team, we got to get back in the playoffs. I think we want to get better every day, and those are some of the messages from both of them.
Both sides in the NFL labor dispute are talking, but it's only the lawyers. They met yesterday in New York to clarify language from previous discussions and will do it again today. Originally, owners and players were to hold more negotiations today, but won't until tomorrow. Time is running out with some training camps scheduled to open in less than 2 weeks. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, a high 28, UV index 10 or very high. Tonight, a few clouds with a low 17. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a high 24, and Thursday, sunny with a high 26. At 12:09, it's 26 degrees. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Mark Venema.